Yeah, that was it's a pretty okay weekend. Yeah, except for the Cowboys. And
Cowboys won. You stop it.
They actually scored a lot of points, didn't they? 38?
Yeah, two of them on turnovers, as a matter of fact.
You know.
Mike knocked Michael Vick out of the game. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, well, they got to change the general manager, though. Remember he said that? If I was if I was me, I'd fire me. Or
yes.
Whatever. Yeah, and then he backed down on that. God, he's such a joke. He really is.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that's just annoying as it can be.
And his giant art exhibit.
His giant art exhibit? Oh, you mean the Jerry World?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, again, hey, they paid for it up there.
True.
But that's okay. They make $639,000 a week for every individual that lives up there, you know.
Really?
That's what they tell them.
No kidding.
This is going to make money, sure. You know.
Okay.
I mean, really, if you have Jerry World there, should you be paying property taxes at all?
No, not at all.
You know, but they are. And again, the people voted for it, so you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't fault Jones for asking them and them saying yes. That's, you know, that's not his fault.
That sounds eerily familiar.
Yeah, it does. So anyway.
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yes.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. One more time, him. So it. So how about the Friday afternoon David Petraeus story?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you what. This is.
Interestinger and interestinger.
You know, we were talking this morning at the house. You know, the director of the CIA is probably not alone very often. And he's certainly, his whereabouts are known basically all the time.
Well, I mean, FBI was investigating him.
Well, and, you know, and that's the thing. His security detail has to know where he is. If there is a secret, it's an open secret. Newsflash, affairs in Washington are not new. Affairs aren't new, but affairs in Washington are not new. They could have handled this in a different way. They chose not to. Now the question is, why did they choose not to? The lady's name is Paula Broadwell, and she started off, you know, doing this project. She was doing a master's dissertation or a PhD, I'm not sure which, but studying the Petraeus situation. Then she decided, I'm going to write a book. Well, one thing led to another, and then one thing led to another. And apparently, at least what they're telling us, is this affair surfaces because the FBI probe going on, and this Paula Broadwell is sending harassing emails to another woman apparently her identity has been revealed, I don't know who it is, whose husband and wife were close to the Petraeuses. NBC News reported Broadwell allegedly hacked into Petraeus' email account, triggering the FBI investigation.
Yeah, it went from a triangle to a square.
Yeah, well, and the deal is, at least from what we hear right now, nobody in Congress knew about it. Nobody in the White House knew about it. Now, see, I'm not sure about that.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there can be a lot of theories because there's not any doubt that a lot of people wanted Petraeus to enter into the political arena.
Right.
So if, in fact, this was an open secret, maybe they just waited until what they thought was the proper time to release the information about the scandal of the extramarital affair so that Petraeus would have to resign. Now, that's interesting, but why now? Why on the night of the election? Now, here's the next theory on that. The reason they needed to get Petraeus out of the way was because he knew what happened in Benghazi. He was about to be called before Congress to testify under oath. He had not testified under oath before Congress about Benghazi. Now, he was about to have to do that, and either he didn't want to, and so he said, go ahead and make the affair public and I'll resign, or the White House was scared about what he was going to say under oath about Benghazi.
Because, and said, we're going to tell everybody.
Right. And so Michael Morell, who was the CIA deputy director, now takes over as the acting director. And when asked those questions, there's the plausible deniability. I don't know, Congressman. And he might not have known. So, of course, that makes the lawmakers unhappy because they're ready to go out there and get to the bottom of the Benghazi thing. And there's people who say that Petraeus ought to go ahead and testify anyway. So we'll see where all that stuff lays out. Now, the other thing that was kind of interesting was this lady, Paula Broadwell, knew about the Benghazi attack. And in fact, according to an Israeli news site, in an alma mater lecture at the University of Denver on October the 26th, okay, let loose with a few interesting statements. She said, in part, they were requesting a group of Delta Force operators, our very best, most talented guys that we have in the military, to come and reinforce the consulate and the CIA annex.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah. The challenging thing for General Petraeus is that in his new position, he's not allowed to communicate with the press. So he's known all of this. They had correspondence with the CIA chief in Libya. Within 24 hours, they knew what was happening. She said that on October the 26th at the University of Denver.
Yikes.
Do you know who handles the security for consulates and embassies? The CIA. The CIA. The CIA does that. They could have gone to the State Department, and maybe they did, and asked for people, and they didn't get them. But it's the CIA's responsibility. Who's the director of the CIA? Up until Friday, it was David Petraeus. Don't know. It's just really kind of interesting.
Where's Woodward and Bernstein?
Yeah,
when you need them?
I know. Yeah, it is. It's kind of a fascinating thing. Well, there have been a couple of things this morning where they're calling it now the Benghazi Triangle. not the Bermuda Triangle. It's the Benghazi Triangle. And if you'll recall, we talked a couple of weeks ago about General Hamm, who was a general who, when he heard about the problem, he told the Pentagon, I can have a force ready. The Pentagon said, stand down. He said, to hell with it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Well, he was relieved of his command, if you'll recall.
I'm telling you, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
It is. It just
There's something bad wrong.
It stinks that that situation ever happened. So anyway, we'll see about that. So now let me see. The president is going to travel outside of Washington to drum up further support for the plan that will try to avoid the old fiscal cliff. They want to make it now the fiscal bump, speed bump or whatever. I don't know. He's going to be meeting with labor and business leaders this week.
Fiscal hill.
Push his plan. Yeah. The deficit reduction plan includes letting tax rates rise to 39.6% from 35% on incomes over 200 grand for individuals, 250 for couples. According to the White House, this is going to raise, $440 billion in monopoly money. I mean, it doesn't matter. We don't know what that means.
Nope.
I got a story on how close the election really was, but I don't figure there's anybody who wants to hear that because, it doesn't matter.
I just need some chocolate or a beer or something.
Well, chocolate and beer might work. It's just a matter of,
We can sit and make ourselves sick over all this stuff.
Well, and the deal is, look, the Republican Party's got to figure out if they're going to be a viable party. They're going to have to find a way to somehow connect with the public. And I don't know how they do that. And if they're going to continue to be perceived as a bunch of old rich white guys who aren't listening to a population that is getting less white and less white all the time, then, you're going to end up being marginalized. You're going to end up being in little pockets around someplace, and they gotta fix that.
Is the Tea Party a viable option?
Well, no, the Tea Party's not a viable option.
Too wacky?
I don't think, and that's the reason. There was a story over the weekend in the Austin American Statesman about that. That still, even today, there are elements of the Republican Party in Texas. In Texas, this is becoming a split party. Because there are people who are very, very conservative when it comes to immigration. They don't give a tinker's damn about anybody who's not one of them. And, you got to be a little bit more inclusive. That's
bigger tent.
Exactly. We've talked about the Democrats being a bigger tent. And you know what? Slowly but surely, they're going to do that. Now, what they don't have right now is leadership. They don't have people who are elected in any high positions. They're obviously not anybody on the state level that is a Democrat. But, it's a matter of time. And if the Republicans look in the mirror and say, we only want to elect people who look like us, they're going to have a problem. They really are going to have a problem. So
I think they already do.
Well, I do, too. And the thing is, even if it becomes just the Republican Party in Texas, if that becomes marginalized on the national scene, then Texas becomes less relevant. I think that Bill Flores has a fantastic opportunity here to do what needs to be done in a leadership role, because he's a member of the Hispanic caucus, he is a Republican, he is from Texas. I mean, those are three things that ought to work in his favor. The question is, does Republican leadership in Washington listen to him?
I doubt it.
Yeah, and if they don't, then, that's their death knell. If they refuse to listen to people who can reach out to the folks who feel like the Republican Party is not including them, if they'll allow them to do that job and bring those people under the tent, then they have a chance to continue to be viable. But if they don't do that, then it may be just we'll look back in 10 years. We'll look back in 10 years, see the people who are being elected in Texas, and we'll know why.
Or he'll be so targeted he won't be able to do anything that's what the Democrats have done.
Right, that's true. They'll find the people who are real troublemakers in the party and try to pluck them out. Yep. All right, about 10 till.